Okay, we're picking up four lines from the top of Samech Hei Amud Aleph. Our learning is once again sponsored by Ilu Nishma Shulamis Bas Yaakov and Hashemah should have an Aliyah. So the Gemara now is continuing the discussion about the capability of a katan to be able to transfer ownership or more to receive something. So the Gemara says, Meisi Rav Avia. Rav Avia has a kasha from the Mishnah. Mar Mimal Meisir Sheni. So a person is allowed to... the lashon of harama, I still don't have a good translation, circumvent, but it's like more of like in a cheating manner, trickery. But it's a legally halachic acceptable mechanism, but it is harama. It's not something which is the normal way which things are done. And certain times things are mutter b'harama, and things are not necessarily the very big question. Let's say is with regards to selling of chametz. That is also harama because when it comes to harama. On the din d'oraisa, Soloveitchik was machmir. He thought that we should be machmir not to be selling chametz gomor to a non-Jew. Because why? You don't actually, even with all the way that we try to make it as legal as possible, if you go through the five different kinyanim, which we do with the goy, and he puts a down payment, and he really, at the end of the day, we know that the goy is not actually buying any of our chametz. Actually, there was a story about that. They did it with like a janitor who didn't know anything. And he started coming into houses saying that he wanted what he was entitled to. So... this was in Williamsburg. I remember hearing about it, and they explained to him that this was only down payment. He'd have to pay the rest if he wanted all the alcohol. So that's a big shiloh because that's harama. So certain things that it's okay. Certain things that obviously it's a shiloh. Whether and also with ribbis, the heter iska is a more of a harama for with regards to loaning on interest in Eretz Yisrael. It's much more nageh because anytime you're getting a loan from a bank on a mortgage or anything, you're going to have to be relying on a heter iska. But that's also questionable, and the Gra is famously was opposed to a heter iska. So that's the big shot. Eretz Yisrael came out to, I don't say everybody, but unless you're in Bnei Brak, most people rely, almost everybody has to rely on the heter iska, and that's another case of harama. But here, we're talking about Marim HaMaister Shini. So what exactly is the circumvention you're supposed to do? So there's a din. The Torah tells you that if a person has a lot of peros, so, you know, you're going to bring, you know, let's say you have a very big field, you're going to bring thousands and thousands of apples. They didn't have the way that we had a big truck. So how are you going to bring your Maaser Sheni to Yerushalayim? So you're allowed to be poda, the apples. Let's say you have, you know, 2,000, 3,000 apples of Maaser Sheni. Let's just discuss what is Maaser Sheni. Again, you have Truma, Maaser Rishon, Maaser Sheni. On the years of the Shemitah cycle of 1, 2, 4, and 5, so of the Shemitah cycle, right now we're actually in year 1. So this is a Maaser Sheni year. So what do you do? We hope the Beis Hamikdash will be built soon and the halacha will be nogea. Is that you take off, you know, you have 100 apples, take off 2 to the kohen. So then you take off 10% of that, round it up, 9.8, another 10, you give it to the Levi as Maaser Rishon. That's on every other year. Then, when you're left with your 88, you still have to another take off another 8.8, we'll just round it to 9. Those 9 apples depends on the year of the Shemitah cycle. In years 1, 2, 4, and 5, you will bring them to your Shalayim and eat them in your Shalayim. On years 3 and 6, you'll give it to a poor person. So in years 1 to 4, you have thousands of apples. So the Torah tells you, you could be poday the money, the amount of apples, $2,000, let's say each one is going to be worth $2. So just $2,000. So you could be poday the $2,000 onto, kesef. So the halacha is that when you're poday your own money, you have to add a chomesh, you have to add a fifth. It's a fifth of the what the sum total will be from the outside. That's the gemara milabar milagom milabar, which means really what we'd call a fourth. So you have to add a fourth of 2,000. So you'd have to add $500. I think doing the right math right. Maybe that's a fourth. Okay. You add $500 to the amount. So you don't give you don't bring $2,000. You have to pay po down to $2,500. So there's a halacha though that you're allowed to do the harama on Maaser Sheni. So what can I do? Is the halacha? Oh, so there's another very important halacha. Is only if it's your own produce. Are you chayav to pay the extra fifth? If it is someone else's produce, then you do not need to pay the extra fifth. So when it comes to the halacha over here, so a person is allowed to be marim and maaser sheni, is that if it's someone else's money, then he's poda my fruits, the halacha is that it works. So what could I do? Okay, it said, Omer Adam Livno Levito HaGadolim. I could tell my son and my daughter, hey, I'm giving you this $2,000, be poda my maaser sheni. It's now your money. You can do whatever you want, but be poda my maaser sheni. La'avdol v'shivcha so yivrim or yishivcha, who's a Ama Ivriya or a Eved Ivri. Halacha Masla, this money is for you. Poda ben Maaser Sheni Zeh. So and then they're able to redeem it without having to pay the extra one-fifth. And obviously the reason that you want to do it with these people is because they're trustworthy. If you give it to someone else, Al Pi Halacha, they give it to them and they say, can you please move my money after that? They're just going to take the money and run away. So, and that's halakhically fine, you give it to them. So here, this is obviously like a trick because not really, yes, your children who are 13 and 14, they are officially on their own, but still, they're in your house, you know they're not going to be actually giving the money to anybody else. You know they're going to be putting your own money. So that's it's a harama, but it's a circumvention which works halachically. So now the Gemara points out, similar thing we had about the shivcha before, the same thing now. Hi shivcha, yichidir. What's the case of the shivcha, the ame vriya here? If she's a gedola, she becomes a naira, she has two hairs, she shows signs of maturity. My boy gabe, the halacha is that immediately when she shows signs of maturity, the halacha is that she goes free. So it can't be that this is the... This is the one we're talking about. El alav de lo aisir shtei saris. Must be talking about a ama vriya who has not yet reached the stage of maturity, meaning she is not bas mitzvah, and therefore she's able to redeem on behalf of the owner, the maiser sheni. So this proves that a katan has the ability to acquire for others, to acquire the money for others, and this is a din lechor deraisa, and this would be against the shita of Rav Chista. So the Gemara says, "How come Ma'aseh Shani? No, how did Rav Chista going to answer that? Ma'aseh Shani is manazeh derabanan. We're talking about Ma'aseh Shani is manazeh, which is only derabanan, and therefore, since there's no yovel, the halacha Ma'aseh Shani is only derabanan, and it's not deraisa. And also, I think you need Rav Yisraela. I remember both conditions. You definitely need one of them. And since you don't have that, then Ma'aseh Shani is not going to be deraisa, and that is why you're allowed to do this only because it's a din derabanan. However, generally, ketanim are not able to acquire for others on the level deraisa, as Rav Chista had understood." So the Gemara says, "Ama Ivriyab is manazeh miikab." But if that's the case, you're talking about Ma'aseh Shani is manazeh. Ma'aseh Shani is also tolei on yovel. The idea of Ama Ivriyab is tolei on yovel. Tanya in Eved Ivri noig elav is mansha yovel noig. You only have Eved Ivri when you have when you have the lachas of yovel. As Rashi points out in Divrei Maschil, Eved is mansha yovel noig. The ba'inan ve'ish el mishpachto tashuvu. We need the halacha that you should go back to your property if you don't have the property because there's no yovel about going back. So in the halachas of yovel are no longer enforced. We learned out that the halachas of Ame Vriya do not apply. So what elamai? The idea of the Mishnah, which is referring to the fact that it's Ame Vriya and Eved Ivri, those two halachas cannot have only applied during the time of the Beis Hamikdash during Bais Rishon, and yet the Mishnah is telling us you're allowed to do ma'amirin al ma'aser, you're allowed to do this circumvention, and it works on a level of Chora De'araisa against Rav Chista. So the Gemara says you're right. Rather, Rav Chista will have to answer differently. That Mishnah is talking about Elaba Atzit She'in Anakav De'rabanan. That Mishnah is referring to a case of Ma'aser Sheni produce that was grown in a pot that is not open on the bottom, which is therefore only Midrabanan. Is it going to be Chayav in Ma'aser Sheni? Because produce which is not actually nourished from the ground on the level of the Raisa obviously is not going to be considered something which is going to be chayav in meiser. However, there is a gzera derabanan that even if it has a closed bottom, it's still going to be halacha of meiser midrabanan because you're going to get confused about it. However, since it's only a derabanan, that's the idea that Rav Chista is pointing out about etzah shein nakuv derabanan, and that's why ketanim are able to redeem such meiser sheni for the gadol, even though generally, as Rav Chista understands, that is not allowed to be done. Only in special halachas derabanan can you be mekel. So Mar says, so that basically, we just finished that point about the idea of a cut and be able to be kona level derisa or not. We've successfully defended the shita of Rav Chista against the attacks. We haven't proven it, but we disproved the attacks against him. Ar merava shalosh midos bekatan. There's three categories for a minor. Tsorav izarko egos v'not lev. A katan disregards a stone and he takes a nut, so he knows the difference between the two. So zochel asav and zochel achem. The lacha is that he's allowed to acquire for himself. He's not allowed to acquire for someone else. Again, we mentioned already earlier that's a big shot, that's the rice or not. Uchenegda bektaina. And a similar lacha with a girl. Miskadeshes l'miyun. She can be miskadeshes b'miyun. What is miyun? Miyun is a woman who is married. The Torah tells us that the halacha is that a father midoraisa is allowed to marry his daughter who is ektana, and her kedushin is a kedushin midoraisa. However, if the father passes away and the daughter is able of knowledge to at least know what marriage is, the corresponding age, she knows the difference between a stone and that, which we assume she knows a little bit. So then the halacha is that the brother and her mother midorabanan are allowed to marry her off. But since it's not a recognized marriage, midoraisa, the halacha is that there's what's called kiddushin miyun, that she could just say, after a few years, as long as she's not a gedola yet, once she has bia as a gedola, then we assume that the kiddushin is called going to be midoraisa, because he's going to have in mind to be mekadesh her. So any moment before that point, though, she can just, let's say she got married when she's 8, and then she's like, okay, I really don't like this guy. So then she would be allowed to just undo the marriage, and we assume that it's not even like she was married. She doesn't have the din of a gerusha. And I believe she's even allowed to marry, if I remember correctly, I think I am, that she's even allowed to marry a Kohen, because she's not. We don't view it as if she had been divorced. So anyway, so the halacha is that at that age, that's the very minimum age you're allowed to, at any age before that, the father or the brother or the mother are not allowed to marry her off. Haputos mekar 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 memkar mekar bimetaltlin. Children who are younger children, if they are mentioned before, we said oshito timna. We said either 6 or 8. They can buy and sell items and go to the store. They're allowed to buy things and you're allowed to sell it to them. And similar corresponding age by a girl, miscarriages, because she can be divorced from a marriage that her father had gotten, meaning she's allowed to receive her own get. In which case is she receiving her own get? We just pointed out, according to many Rishonim, especially when she's a ketana, even more Rishonim are going to hold that she's never able to get her own get. No, it must be where the father dies. That's why she points out that at this age, if her father died, so then she can accept her own get. Hagila onas nedarim, and then once she is onas nedarim is a year prior for both a boy and a girl. So a boy from already the age of 12. Already the Gemara says the earlier age of, I think, 10, we start checking him. But the age of 12, it's chal, is nedarim or chal. So then the halacha is that the halacha would be that at that age, then she's allowed to take a neder at the age of 11 for a girl, age of 12 for women, a year before bas mitzvah and a year before bar mitzvah. So that's the halacha over here. There's a shayla we discussed this in nedarim, is that when a katan makes a neder, does he have the ability to do hafara? Maybe only actually making the neder. It never says anywhere that doing the hafara be mati the neder in front of Rosh Losha. Would that be in fact chal? It was this shayla that was asked Rav Yashuv. That this exact shayla, the boy Rav Yashuv was asked the shayla that the boy heard about Naziris in a shir, maybe in Rav Yashuv's shir itself. I remember it happened that the shayla was posed to him. Whoever was giving the shir was talking about nedarim and said, a child is, if you have the age and he knows about nedarim, can make the nedar. And then a boy got up and says, Arini Nazir. That's when he got up and he said. So that was the huge shayla about being matu. This obviously, you don't have a nezer, he can't keep nezer. So even that, we don't really, even that was the one case of the nezer that people heard about. Okay, that was an interesting person. But in general, obviously, even for gedolim, we don't do that. So are we able to matir it? So I actually heard a crazy mitzvah that I know the Baal Mitzvah himself. I like one of the, that this person, he didn't even know why, he decided that he was going to, that he bought the Shut Rav Pa'alim at the time. It was Rabbeinu Shchai's Shalos HaTshuvas. Again, we think about it then. Now we have access to every sefer under the sun. You know, the person has the Otzer Chag, he has every sefer. But, so then, it was very less common. People didn't have a certain svarim, like a lot of different svarim. So, Rav Yashuv, this Rav Fader, Rav Fader is his name, and he's a huge Talmud Chacham, he teaches in the Tiva Nights. Anyway, so he was to walk Rav Yashuv home and ask him shailas, like people in the yeshiva used to ask him, so he would know exactly what Rav Yashuv was saying, and he wrote that he has thousands of shuvas from Rav Yashuv, from just this. So one day he was walking him home, and he ran into the store a little bit earlier, a few hours earlier, he had extra money that he was saving from the kol or whatever, and he decided to shoot Rav Pa'alim as a good shailas of shuvas. He didn't know why, he said there were so many others for him that like Iker's for him he didn't have, but he decided to just buy it. So he was walking with Rav Yashuv literally that night. Rav Yashuv was telling about this shaila, and then he said that he heard that the Shut Rav Pa'alim discusses it, but he doesn't have one. He wishes he could have one. It literally doesn't. He literally had it in his hand. That he had it from that day, Ashkacha, from a gadol. You see that Hashem wants to make it easy. He gave it to him with a hairy happily. He looked at the shaila, and then I asked him. He said he doesn't remember Rav Yashuv Paskin though on that shaila. He doesn't remember. It was talking about like 40 years ago. Anyway, that is the story. But anyway, that's the Adha of Nedarim Neder Vehektish and Hektish. And also, if they make Hektish, also we are able we accept that. Uchnegda Bektana Choletz, at that age, the corresponding age, a girl can do chalitza with her. So it could do chalitza with her. So the Limkar Menichse Aviv, however, to sell the property of his father, Achia ben Eshim, only when he reaches the age of 20. Even though he's 13, 40, now he's a gadol, he knows nothing about real estate. What does he know about anything? He's going to sell it and get ripped off. So there we make you wait till you're 20. At least at that point, they assume that you knew much more about business dealings. Nowadays, it probably have to be, you know, a little bit after that. People aren't even in college yet. But they don't know anything about real estate at that point. Some people maybe. But anyway, that's the halacha of the times of Mishnah. Ketana shamra yitzgabal dekiti. So if a girl told, who's a ketana, accept my get from me, Eno get achia get liyada. She doesn't have the ability to make a shliach. So only when she gets the get would it be in fact chal. And this again we mentioned is the machlokas you've shown him here, because the Mishnah seems to imply that we're talking about even when her father married her off. If that's the case, it sounds like she would be allowed to accept her get even when she's a ketana. That's a big chiddush. So that is a shaila in the Rishonim over here. That someone explained the Mishnah Kishuto. Many explained it the other way. Though no, that we're talking about a case where her father died. That's what we're talking about over here. And since we know there's no shlichus, he becomes a shliach leholacha. And then once he gives it to her, the get is chal. So the husband wants to cancel the get before she receives it, he's able to. She'en katan osa shliach, because we pointed out that the halacha of shlichus do not apply to a katan. V'im amar lo avia, but if the father said to someone, tzeveis kavad libit digita, go and accept my daughter's get for her. So im rata lapsor lo yachsor. If the husband wants to retract after giving the get to this person, the father has the ability to create a shlichus. So he has the ability to create the shliach, la shliach halacha. And the get was fully chal, it cannot be chozer on the get anymore. So Ha'omer Tain Get Le'ish to Bemalkam Ploni. If a man says now, you know, I'm in Yerushalayim, go give the get in Ramat Eshkol. That's what the guy says. So Benazla Malkam Achad the Apostle. So the woman wasn't there, so he gave it to her. Said in Ramat Eshkol, he gave it to her in Shari Chesed. So the lacha is the get's not going to be chal. However, if he says to her, Arehu Bemalkam Ploni, oh, I think that she's in Ramat Eshkol, go give it to her over there now. So then the lacha is Nasla Bemalkam Achad. So then if they happen to find her in Shari Chesed, it's kosher, because that's clearly just he's indicating that's where I think she is. He wasn't actually Makbet, as opposed to the first case where he says, please go give her the get in Ramat Eshkol. So it sounds like that was a t'nai in the actual giving of the get. And if you don't have that, so then the get is not chal. As opposed to the second case, he seems to be just be saying, this is where it is, so then in such a case, you should give it to her. So Aisha Shamar is Kabbal Ligit and Makam Ploini. If a woman says, accept it in this place, Vakibla Makam Achan, accepted it for anywhere else, puzzle. That Tanakama says, it is puzzle. Similar thing, because she's Makbid, that she's saying where she wants it to be, so it indicates that she's Makbid at where it should be. Like, just like the ratio with the husband. Ablazar says it's Kasher. So Havili Gita Makam Ploni. If she told someone, bring my get to me from such and such place, Vavila Makam Achar, and the person brought it there from a different place, then everybody agrees that would be kasha. The Gemara's gonna ask what's the difference, but that's what the Gemara says. So now the Mishnah says. So then Gemara says, Rebbe Elazar, what's the reason of Rebbe Elazar? Maisha Risha the Lopalik Maisha Sleep with the Palak. Why does Rebbe Elazar say that in the case of the husband, that he makes a chiluk, that if the husband is saying a certain place, he doesn't argue when a woman says a certain place, and he agrees it's possible. And if a woman says a certain place, he agrees that everyone agrees when he says that she's in Ramat Eshkol, please give it to her there. And he says, my husband's there, please go get her again for there. And if you find her in Shari Chesed, it works. But when she seems to say, please accept the Inshar in Ramat Eshkol, the Shaila then is that Ma'akiv or not? So the Gemara says, Ma'isha Reisha de lo Palig, Ma'isha Seifa de Palig. So the Gemara says, "Iu demidaita migareish kapi." The husband who divorces out of he can decide where he wants. So then he has the ability to create the chalos of the get, and therefore he has the ability to disregard his. He doesn't want people to disregard his instructions. Iu de bal karcham is kareshes. However, a wife who can be divorced even against her will, mara makom milo. So clearly, even when she just says, "Please go get my get," or "Marish kol," she clearly means this is where the guy is. That's where the shaliach is. But if he's not there, then obviously accept it anywhere else. That's what she clearly meant. That's how Rabbi Lazar understands the difference between a man and a woman. Okay, now the Gemara is continuing, discussing next Mishnah, Haveli Giti, talking about if a Kohen who is married to a Bas Yisrael, so she's only allowed to eat Kinyan Kasbo, right? Hu Yochal B'Truma. Kinyan Kasbo is referring to an Arusa. So then what do we learn out from the Pasuk about Nesua is a different Pasuk that we learn that she's allowed to eat it. I believe it's two different Pasukim. But either way, she's allowed to eat it even when she's an Arusa. She's allowed to eat the Truma from her husband. That's the Alachab. So once she's married and this is Nesua, even Midrabana now, because we're there until Nesuin, they're allowed to eat truma. So the halacha is ochelus b'truma. So she says the kohen told someone, "Go bring me my get as a shliach little halacha to me." So then she's allowed to eat truma until she gets the get. Actually, get liyada until the get reaches her hand. Is gabel legiti. However, if she told someone, "Accept my get for me," asur leechel b'truma miyad. She becomes forbidden to eat truma immediately because any moment he could have gotten the get. Is gabel legiti makamponi. But if she told him, "Go get," I'm in Yerushalayim. Go get my get from Bnei Brak. So ochelus b'truma ad shegilos makam. So the quickest amount that it would take for him to get the Bnei Brak, at that point, she no longer could eat. But before that time, so like a bare minimum is, you know, like 30 minutes, like unheard of. If you're traveling, Gajma Elazar would get there until 30 minutes. So the next 30 minutes, she could eat Truma. Rabbi Elazar, Oser Miyad. Rabbi Elazar says, immediately, you have to be Machmer as soon as she no longer sees him. So obviously, it only takes a fix when she receives it. Rabbi Elazar is understanding that you still have to be Machmer the moment that she no longer sees him, because you don't really know when he's going to get it. So Gemara says, Vigita Miyahavit, but in the case of the Tana, the Kana Kama's last halacha, that if the shaliach delivered the get to the location after receiving it somewhere else, shouldn't it be a valid get? So that's what we're asking now. The Tanakhama tells us that she's not allowed to eat truma once the get reaches the location. That implies that the get does not ultimately take effect, even if it was taken somewhere, even if it was given somewhere else. And where's our Amar Derisha? La Vigita. But the previous Mishnah told us that the halacha is that it's not a get. So which is it? So the Gemara says, "Lo tzricha de amar lei." So we're talking about the wife told someone, "Hiskabel ligita b'masa machsia." Accept my get for me in masa machsia. V'zimnu nemeshkachet lei b'bavel. But sometimes you will find my husband in Bavel. So when the woman told her shliach that the husband might be found in Bavel, she indicated that she does not insist that he receives a masa machsia. This is one of the marmakomos. It's one of those like fan shasin yonim. Is Bavel a name of a city or a name of a country? Usually it's the name of a country. Here it seems to imply that Bavel is actually referring to the city of Bavel, which is Babylon. It's a famous ancient city. Wherever you're able to find him, please go get the get from him. Turning on to Samech Hamabiz. Now, Gita lohave ad matzah machsia. Until you reach matzah machsia, the wife does not care where this person receives a get, but she wants it to take effect when he arrives in Machsa Machsa, not before then. So that's the case over here. So she also knows that even if he receives her get, it does not take effect until he becomes her shaliach. So therefore, she tells the person as follows, you may accept my get anywhere, but do not serve as my shaliach until you reach Masa Machsia. That's why you're able to wait. So the Rabbi Lezer, Osir Miyad, Rabbi Lezer says it's Osir Miyad. Why? Pshita, the Mar Makamullah, because Rabbi Lezer understands that where he tells her to go get it in Bnei Brak, she wasn't actually saying that that's dafka, because Rabbi Lezer's shita is that she doesn't care where the husband is giving it to her. Wherever she gets it, that's going to be where the Kabbalah takes effect. So it could be that the guy was driving immediately when she was out of sight. Oh my God, he found the shaliach of the husband, or he found the husband himself on the other side of the road and says, oh, give me the get right now. So therefore, as soon as the shaliach is out of sight, Rabbi Lezer is going to be machmir. So Gemara says, that's pashut. Why does Rabbi Lezer even tell us this halacha? So it wasn't so much to be, but obviously for the Gemara, that's obviously very pashut. Gemara says, lo tzricha, it's a very nice point. So Gemara says, lo tzricha, d'amra le'izil, mizrach, t'aisiv, mizrach. No. Well, she told him, go to the east because my husband is in the east. But the shliach went towards the west. You said that definitely the husband's not in the west, and therefore she let it eat truma immediately, at least for the next few minutes, till he figures out and turns around. Kamash Malan, there's only one highway, and she would have seen him turning the other way. Even there, that's not the case. Till Dilman Bekada, maybe she didn't realize the guy went the other side of the town. Migas Gaispe, and the husband met him, Vyayav Lagita, and gave him the get. So, meaning there's only one side of the road. So, to the left was towards Bnei Brak, and to the right was south towards Be'er Sheva. So, there's only one road, so she would definitely have seen him. So, she turned the wrong way, I would have thought. And for sure, until she sees him again, at least whatever, he turns around, it'll be an hour, 2 hours, until he figures out he has to go the other way towards Bnei Brak, then she's allowed to eat truma. Nope, maybe she didn't realize the husband's in Be'er Sheva right now, and he's going to give her the get over there. So then the Gemara continues. In the case of an Erev, Omer Shluchov, someone tells a Shaliach, Arev li mitzmarim. The halacha is that a person is not allowed to go 2,000 amos past the tchum of a city. So the halacha, so if a person needed to, for tzarech mitzvah, or whatever purpose, to go past the 2,000 amos, so he would set up is what's called the tchum Shabbos. He set up something chashuv, a food, and if you put it 2,000 amos, within 2,000 amos of where you are, then you could go further, another 2,000 amos from that point of where that thing is. So the halacha is, Omer Shluchov, Arev li mitzmarim, go and establish me an Erev, 2,000 amos, and it says almost with dates. But he didn't do dates, and he did it with dried figs instead. Gregaris, with dried figs, and he did it with dates. So in Machlokas, one person says that it's valid because he didn't actually care about what food it was as long as he had the Erev. The other one says, no, he did care, and it's not a valid Erev. So how are we going to explain the stira between the two braces? It says in Muhammad Rabbah, Lokasha, Arabana, the brace, which is saying that the Erev, that's the Shita of the Rabbana, meaning the Tanakama of our Mishnah. And Rabbi Lazar, the Shita says that the Erev is Chal, that's the Shita of Rabbi Lazar. Haraban and the Amrek Peda, that they, when it regards to the wife, that where she is, they're very clear that indicates that she is going to be machmer about where it's given, and that's why it's not valid. So then, Ein Erev Erev would follow that Shita. Harabi Lazar, the Shita that says, Erev Erev, Damar Mar Makamulo, that who holds that the idea is just identifying the location of the Shaliach, and if you don't find him there, you can find him somewhere else. So this similar thing with regards to the fruits, that if I don't mind if it's not a if a fig or if it's a whatever, I don't care. Just that's what I'm telling you to use because that's what I have in my house. If you use some other fruit, that's also fine. Rav Yosef Amar Hava Rabbanan. Rav Yosef, both the braces follow the Rabbanan. And there's a different point. Kan Bishalo. The first brace is referring to the Shaliach established the Erev with the guy's own fruit. And therefore, he used a different fruit. The Erev is not going to be a chal. So then he used dried figs. That would be chal because he didn't care what's he using. However, kamishel chaviro in the second brace of where he wants to use his friend's fruits. Therefore, it's going to be not valid if you use a different one because he only received permission. Maybe we assume for the ones that you actually are using. He thought he only had permission of his friend to use his dates for the Erev, and he didn't have permission to use a dried figs. So he thinks he's mad that he shouldn't use those things because maybe his friend didn't want him to use them, and that's why it's not going to be valid. Amar le Abaye has a kashan of Yosef. Amar le Abaye, Ella had the son of that which we learn in the Braisa. Homer Shucha Arev li b'migdal. If someone tells his shliach, go do it in the big tower over there. Go do my Erev there. Erev le b'shovach, and he did it in the Davko. B'shovach Arev li b'migdal. The son of Chada Erev. One says it is valid, but Anidav in Erev with the same stira. So the Gemara says, "Hi, my shalom v'shachavirika." So that can't be the answer over there because that brisa. What's the difference if it's his own tower or that of his friend? He doesn't care where it is. So why should it matter? Lachora, the way to explain it is based on the Mari Makam Lulah. The better way to explain it was that of Rabbi Lazar and that of Chachamim. So the Gemara says, Hazam Lami, no, Ikra Perid, the Migdal Be'er Perid, the Shavach. It actually refers to the fruits of the tower and the fruits of the Dovecot, and it wasn't his, and that's why it's not valid in that case. If we're supposed to, if they're both his, then it would be valid, and that's what we're talking about in the case where the Braisa explains that it would be valid, and Rav Yosef has justified the way to have that stira between the two Braises, also in the Mahalich of explaining the difference between his Peros and his friend's Peros. Okay, Mishnah then continues to Omer Kizuga, it's newly Ishti. If a person says, if a husband tells someone to write a get and give it to his wife, Gerashua, he says, divorce her. Kisui Geras says, no, give her, write her a letter and give it to her. Harei Yitzunika. All these Lashonos are Lashonos of writing and giving over the get, and it's Chal. However, if he uses the Lashon of Patrua to release her, Parnasua, or give her money, Asula, or provide for Asula Kinimos, do as generally done with people who are rebellious, Asula Karoi, do as fitting for Lomar Klum, because the get's going to be possible because we don't know if he really meant that. Others say, no, it is a get me suffic, and then it'd be suffic megoreshes, which is gets complicated, right? About lecholetz as lemezbemes, all the both for the she needs, or she would require chalitza, not even from both, that's if she got remarried to someone else. That would be a big balagan. But others say that's not chal at all. Others say that, no, at least me suffic, it would be a suffic get. So where's the Tanur Rabbanan? We learn in a brisa, shalchua, if the husband said, send her away, shavkua, leave her. Tarchuah, get rid of her. Harei Elu, because these are all the shonas of clearly divorcing her, and then that is appointing a shaliach, and they were allowed to write and give her the get. Patrua, if he says, release her, parnasua, or provide for asulu kenimus, do as the minhag is for these people. Asulu karoi lo mar klum, he did not say anything. It's not a chal get. Tanya, Rabbi Nassan Omer, patrua, dvarav kayamin. His words are upheld, and the chachamim, and the they're allowed to pitirua, but if he's the lesson of pitirua, lo mar klum. The difference of pitrua is lashon of it's going to be difference between Aramaic and Hebrew as the words might mention. Amar Rava Rabbi Nosson de Bavlahu. He is from Bavel and they speak Aramaic. There, v'dayik bein pitrua le patrua. There's a difference actually between lashon of patrua and pitrua. So the way Rashi says, I'm not so good at dictates, I can't tell you I know this fully, but this is my understanding is that when it comes to the lashon of pay test resh, the shoresh, so there that is usually referring to a get pitrua. That's referring to a get. However, in Aramaic, the lashon of patruha with the pasach and dagesh on the test, so that is not going to mean necessarily actually giving a get. So therefore, if an Aramaic person says the word patruha, it's clear that he's using the lashon to actually get rid of her through a divorce. If he's saying the word with a chirik pitruha, so then he's obviously saying it in the lashon of kodesh, which refers to pitrua, like get rid of a debt or some other thing that I may owe her, and that's why it's not going to be chal. However, Tana, when it comes to us though, devar eretz Yisraeli, in our Tana, we speak eretz Yisrael, you can't make that diak from the Mishnah lo diak, and that's why there wouldn't necessarily be this point. So now the Gemara says, the husband says, take her out, what's the halacha? Izvu amah, he says, abandon her, what's the halacha? Itiru amah, he says, permit her, what's the halacha? Inichu amah, leave her. Or help her. Asu l'kadasma, do her what the halacha says. Pasha miyavecha. So we don't know all those. All those are shaylos. However, the Gemara says at least one of them we can answer. Pasha l'michana, we can at least answer the last one. Tisanya asu l'kadas. If you say do as the halacha tells us, asu l'kinimus, lo asu l'karoy, lo merklum. We say explicitly that that would not be a valid lashon for giving a get. Okay. Now the Mishnah continues. Barishona omrim akiyotz bekolar. Someone who is going out to be killed by the government. He's on death row. Vamar Kisu Gelishti and told that he didn't want him to deal with the Yibum and Chalitza. So he says, write a get for my wife. That's what he said. Hare Elo Yichtivu V'yitnu. So then they are allowed to write a get and give it to his wife. That's the halacha. So because we assume, even though he didn't say, he just says Kisu to write, we assume he also meant because he's being mevobal, he's about to be killed, then he also means to give it over. Chazir Lomar, the Chachamim later said that even Afayosh Hamafresh Yotzu Bishara, even a person is going out to a long journey at sea, or he's going on a caravan and he's leaving, and it's dangerous, so then also, there, even if he just writes Kisu, he also is Mevilba, because he's a little nervous in the traveling, he also meant Tnu to give it over without a give the get. Rabbi Shimon Tzuri Omer, Afamasukan, someone who's also very sick, also is going to be have this status. So now, okay, we'll pick up with the story of Geneva. Let's just read it. We have extra 2 minutes. Geneva Yotze Bekol Rahava. Geneva was going out in chains. This is the story of Geneva before, who was the one who was giving trouble to Marukva. Kiavi Kanafik, when he was leaving, Amar, he said the following. Havu Arba Meo Zuzi L'Rabbi Avina. Go get 400 Zuzi to Rabbi Avina. Machmar Dinar Panya. From my wine that's in Narapanya. So the Gemara wants to know whether or not we have to keep what he said. Amar Rabbi Zera, turning on to now Samach Lev Amar Aleph. Ha, Dara Rabbi Avina the Salter. Rabbi Avina carry his basket on his shoulders, meaning take things and provisions for his journey. And go to Rav Huna and establish whether or not he has a claim to the wine. So to present to the case of Rizero that the suggestion that he knew Rav Huna should know this halacha. So the Gemara says, "The Amar Rav Huna." Why? Because Rav Huna says, with regards to a person who's a shchimera, is very sick, gito kimatano. The halacha of a get is the same as halacha giving his gift. Ma matano im omed choser. If he recovers, then he's going to retain it. Af gito im omed choser. If he gives the get also, then he is retracted. The get is going to be nullified if he actually survives. So that's the shayla. So that's the din of Rav Huna. So then, based on that, the Gemara wants to keep going. Umagito. We'll get into the hemshech of Rav Huna, Be'ezras Hashem, in tomorrow's daf.